A group of AFR members have been in Washington, D.C. this week. They've been led by their president, Terry Dietrich, as they work with both the National Farmers Union legislative fly-in and the state Chamber of Commerce fly-in as well to our nation's capital. Had the opportunity to visit with Terry Dietrich on Wednesday morning as they get ready for their last day in Washington before they head back to Oklahoma.
It's a pretty volatile time right now in Washington, D.C. What seems to be the mood that you're picking up from lawmakers and from the executive branch?
That's an interesting question, Ron. We discussed that last night when we came in from working the Hill. Kind of a somber mood. You don't hear any of this, we understand and we'll take care of that for you. Or we think we can get something done there. It's a wait and see. Everything's on hold. Everything's depending on the budget, and so it's kind of a different world up here. And I don't think the congressional delegation is having much fun either, because they can't tell us that they're going to be able to help us much or what they're going to be able to do.
When we think about, some of these things of most interest to agriculture, I know that, Farmers Union, they've come out with some ideas. They want to kind of go back to maybe some old concepts. But I know a lot of newer concepts are out there where we're really, talking more about crop insurance, revenue-based type programs. After talking to some of these people this week, what's the sense you get of what sort of a farm safety net we might end up with?
Well, everybody's leaning toward more crop insurance. And of course, we're still supporting Congressman Lucas's theory. And for Oklahoma producers, the major thing that we have been able to receive out of the 2008 Farm Bill has been the direct payments. And we're still sticking by those, and we can't afford, in Frank's words, if I give up anything now, they're going to just ask for more. So there's no giving yet, and we don't know whether the super committee is going to do the trick or whether we're going to wind up with Congress doing the sequestration and just give everybody a cut across the board. But we've continued on supporting the direct payments. We would like to have as much of the old farm bill as we can get, but there's going to be a lot of things drop off, and I'm really concerned about our livestock assistance programs. Don't know whether we're going to be able to, how they're going to be able to work that back in, but they've got to, because some of those programs expire here in September 2011 and will not even be part of the baseline going forward. That support's got to be found somewhere. It'll be at the expense of another program, I'm sure. But when we consider less than 0.25% of the total federal budget, gosh, they round off numbers and make a bigger difference than that, Ron. But less than 0.25% of the total federal budget go for actual safety net programs for farmers and ranchers. And that's a very, very small price to pay for the affordable food program that we have today in this country.
Terry, you've obviously been there with NFU, and they've got some different ideas compared to a lot of the thinking that AFR has in state of Oklahoma. Are there some areas, in your mind, what are the areas maybe that are of agreement with some of NFU's policy?
Well, I think, first of all, we definitely agree that conservation programs need to go forward. We're drier now than we were in the Dust Bowl days. If it weren't for the conservation programs that were in place, we'd be in trouble. So we're definitely on the same page on conservation programs. The new program that they've come with has been the results of a study commissioned by them to Dr. Darrell Ray, who used to be at OSU. Matter of fact, Congressman Lucas yesterday said he was his ag econ professor. But it's an interesting, it has an old concept, but it has a lot of new twists. And originally when I heard about the thing, I thought, oh, this is, and I still think it's a long shot. there's some interesting issues there, though. He goes through and shows where had we had this program for the last 13 years, farmers would have received more money from the marketplace. It would have been they would have taken out the highs and lows, but would have cost the government half as much. Well, anytime up here you talk about saving some money somewhere, it gets everybody's attention. So what I want to do is, Bart Fisher is Frank's economist, a bright, bright young guy from Oklahoma, southwest Oklahoma, one of the shining stars that came out of OSU. He's an economist, and I've asked him to take a look and give me his review. I want to take it to OSU and have them take a look and give me a review. I'd like to hear the FSA folks, Francie Tolley, some of them just tell me what they feel like that would do. But I don't expect it'll fly at this time. But there's some interesting concepts in there, and who knows? Out of all these ideas, there may be a good one somewhere.
One last question, Terry. You know, you're obviously there with the state Oklahoma State Chamber of Commerce as well, working with them on some of their efforts. Where does the interest of AFR intersect with the state chamber?
Well, the state chamber, different than the Oklahoma City Chamber, the state chamber is a statewide organization of all of the other chambers around the state, of all of our communities that we represent. So we're very interested in what goes on with the state chamber and all of our chambers around Oklahoma and what we can do to help economic development and maintenance out in the countryside. And, gosh, we heard some really good speeches yesterday and information, very informative on health care and also on budget. And of course, on budget, there's just not a lot of good news, and everybody's going to take cuts, and everybody's going to feel the pain. But there's some interesting new approaches on the health care thing. Right now, Oklahoma's pretty well bailed out of the health care plan that came out of the federal government. But there was one gentleman yesterday who has been chair of that committee. He's a former congressman now, but he has studied this thing and kind of made it his life. And his explanation of it is it's not going to go away. We're going to wind up with some kind of a health care plan. And I hear a lot of talk about each state then trying to come up with their own, work on a federal exchange program with the federal government and operate it from a state level. And, you know, that's beginning to sound a little bit more like what Oklahoma could live with. We can operate it ourselves.
President of the American Farmers and Ranchers Organization, Terry Dietrich, up in Washington, D.C., leading a delegation of about 8 AFR members to Washington, working with both the NFU legislative fly-in as well as the Oklahoma State Chamber of Commerce. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.